So we're going to begin the reflection. So reflecting on contemplating the suffering of beings, kindness and compassion from which the Bodhi resolve may be generated. So we'll start just with a few minutes. Just tune into metta in whatever way best suits you this morning. So you might just do a couple of minutes for metta to yourself, or if you're in touch with that already, then maybe do the last stage of the metta bhavana practice, just for a few minutes, just to get us going. There's quite a lot of what Bazabandhu says for this particular factor, so I'm not going to read it all out, although please do that yourselves, outside of the shrine room, and then feed it back into your own meditation. So I'm just going to call up some of the words and phrases that he uses and drop them in to our reflection just now. So reflection on contemplating the suffering of beings, kindness and compassion for beings. So first of all, just getting ourselves in contact or metta, reservoir of metta within ourselves. Including the pilot of that helicopter that's buzzing around. Some beings are born into very difficult circumstances. They never even come across the Dharma. They have no chance to listen to it. Some beings do hear the Dharma, but they're unable to accept it. They're unable to uphold it. What a pity. Some beings become entrapped in the bliss of meditation. Not realizing it's impermanent. And then afterwards, when it's ended, they fall into suffering. What a pity. Some beings are tied up, bound, in that basic state of ignorance, spiritual ignorance. They are deceived by delusion and love, not believing in cause and effect, abandoning the right Dharma. Believing in erroneous paths, drowning in a river of affliction. What a pity. So how do you respond to these reflections? You could ask, am I any different? Do I act differently? How might these afflictions be overcome? Reflect how some beings know all this, yet don't follow through the implications of what they know. Seeing the approach of old age, grief, death in various forms, yet not seeking freedom. Beings beset by worry, affliction, yet continuing to create more of it. Being separated from those they love, yet still under the power of attachments. What a pity. can reflect on how beings accumulate what doesn't help. Beings acting on the basis of craving. Not forsaking craving, even when knowing it produces suffering. Seeking happiness but not accumulating the means to it. Instead, accumulating unskillful attitudes to other beings, to possessions, to oneself. Able to act ethically, but not accumulating that capacity. And then reflecting how all this carries on. We break precepts and are beset by worry because of that. Worry and consequences. And beings continue to be negligent. See them foolishly involved with various attachments, upadana that fuels suffering, and then generating arrogance based on that foolishness. We see beings who genuinely cherish intelligence and wisdom, but sever the roots of goodness in themselves. I see a lack of shame in all this. You You see the wandering about in repeated patterns that bring suffering. What a pity. Is there anything that could break through this great mass of suffering and ignorance and negligence and foolishness? Is there anything that's capable of cutting through this ongoing eye-making, mind-making, this I am, this is myself, this is mine? How to generate the great love of the Buddhas that awakens beings from their sleep of spiritual ignorance. Just to finish the reflection, just come back to yourself. Back to whatever you can of metta for yourself. Whatever you can of feeling metta for other beings. Come back to ordinary kindness and friendliness. Ordinary kindness that supports generating a Bodhi resolve.